Are you ready?
Live from the Metal Mayhem Studios in Rochester, New York.
We are gold.
And heard around the world by metalheads just like you. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Heavy metal music.
Your weekly dose of metal music, interviews, album reviews, news, and more.
Want to be part of the show?
Send us a message through our website, metalmayhemroc.com. Or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Search Metal Mayhem ROC.
It's getting nice and heavy.
Now, welcome our hosts, John the Vernomatic Verno and Metal Forever Mark.
Good evening, everybody. I'm the Vernomatic, and welcome to another edition of Metal Mayhem ROC. As usual, new episodes dropping every Thursday night. You can find the show on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, and our brand new home, Podbean. We thank you for listening, and if you can, please subscribe to the podcast. It helps the bottom line. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Freedom X Hand Sanitizer. Hey, we may be tough metalheads, but even we need a little extra protection against COVID. Visit the MetalMayhemROC.com website. Use the promo code METAL for a discount. Tonight's episode, we welcome from ThatMetalStation.com, Mike Tyler. Now, ThatMetalStation.com, it's a 24-hour internet metal radio network. This station kicks ass, folks. Started listening to them maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and I really enjoy it. Well, Mike's here tonight. He's going to give us the lowdown on all the different shows, all the eccentric jocks on the network. And then later on, we're going to have an exciting announcement that relates to Metal Mayhem ROC and ThatMetalStation.com. But first, we have back in the studio with a fresh batch of Stream Intervention cuts, my co-host, brother from another metal mother, Metal Forever Mark. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man? Welcome back.
Hey, Vernomatic, horns up. Happy heavy metal holiday season to you. So
you too,
always,
my friend.
Always good to be back in the saddle and back at the Metal Mayhem Rock Studios.
So what's going on? You put together a batch of some up-and-coming metal bands that through your research, your heavy metal homework, you come up with something? What do you got tonight?
Like every good student, you know, sometimes the heavy metal homework slacks off, but I've been, you know, that we're in the midst of this pandemic here, been doing some power walking lately, so always in search of new metal. So, yeah, I think I found a couple of bands that, one, I'm really familiar with, a couple are kind of newer for me. So, yeah, I've got some streaming for Vengeance to share.
So the first cut you have, it's a band called Love Bites, song called Raise Some Hell. You got any back history on the band?
Yeah, well, just the other thing I'll share with you is that some of these bands I found through Heidi Shepherd's, it's called Sisters That Slay playlist. So if you go to Spotify, search playlist, you'll find it. And she's got probably 30 tracks posted on there, mostly female vocalists. So this one just kind of stuck out to me. They're a band called Love Bites. They're from Japan, of all places, and their very big tagline on their website says, "We are Love Bites, and we play heavy metal." So that in and of itself is worthy of a Metal Mayhem ROC Streaming for Vengeance segment. Looks like they've been around since about 2016. They've got 4 or 5 studio releases out already, so they've been pretty active, including their initial EP. So this one is from the 2020 release, and it is called Raise Some Hell. So Vernomatic, the band Love Bites from Japan, track Raise Some Hell. By the way, before I get your reaction real quick, there's another Japan metal band called Baby Metal. I don't know if you've ever seen them. Rob Halford actually performed with them not too long ago. So I haven't checked the band's videos yet to see if they do all the crazy stuff baby metal does, which looks like they have choreography, but straight up heavy metal. So what's your reaction?
Well, that baby metal band, that's sort of like the Menudo of metal. It's a revolving door of members. Yeah, that's what the first thing I thought of when I heard this. It sounds decent. You know, they're giving it a shot. Didn't sound that bad.
The next song that we're going to preview this evening on Streaming for Vengeance is a band called Burning Witches. They're another all-women metal-fronted band. Actually, our boy Metal Mike Kloschik from Halford Band told me about this band not too long ago. So again, they're on the Heidi Shepherd Sisters That Slay as well. Again, I'm not too familiar with this band. Again, this is another 2020 release. The track is called Sea of Lies, and it's from their release Circle of Fire. So fire it up, Vernomatic, and let's get your reaction. So that's Burning Witches, Sea of Lies. Definitely heavy metal and definitely heavy. All female fronted band from Sweden, Vernomatic. What's your reaction?
They're shitting and getting. They're, you know, the drums sound cool. It's very similar to the first track. I like the name Burning Witches. It's not bad.
All right. Next track is, this is not from the Sisters That Slay playlist. This is a track called Shoot to Kill from a band called Wolf. They are a Swedish heavy metal band. They've been around since 1995, and this is from their 2020 release as well. This is their eighth release overall. Now, Vernomatic, I think you might actually like this band. I think you'd mentioned when I brought them up that you were somewhat familiar with them, but they have a little bit of a Maiden feel to them. Little dual guitars, kind of Maiden riffs, some catchy melodic solos. So I think you might like this one. Let's give it a go. It's called Shoot to Kill from the Feeding the Machine album, and this again is Wolf from their eighth release. Once again, that's Wolf. Track is called Shoot to Kill, and that's from Feeding the Machine. Once again, eighth release from 1995 is when the band was formed. Vermatic, what did you think about that track?
That was the best of the three, and I remember this band from about 5-6 years ago. There used to be an internet radio show I used to listen to, and they played the played these guys now and again. I like them the best of the three. I was watching a couple videos earlier today, and they had the video of them rehearsing this song. Gives you a real idea of what the band's about when it's when you're watching them play. I really liked them. So out of the three, I give this is the best. Burning Witch is second, and the Love Bites is third, in my opinion.
By the way, one other side note about the band Wolf, they were actually one of my first bands I almost booked. I was living in Chicago, really got into this band, became friends with a venue owner, and I just started emailing them from overseas, and they were ready to come to America, which would have been really exciting for me. But they're also just flying bands from Europe and getting all their gear over to America. Just got everything was getting really expensive, then you kind of throw in their little fee and hotels and playing in a little 300-400 club venue. Just the financial side of things wasn't working out all the way, but they were totally down with it, and I was even going to try to help them get some more dates in America, and the whole thing just never really came together. So anyway, just one, they're kind of one of my little sleeper bands that I'm always checking out, and again, I think they've got a little Maiden-ish to them, but you know, fresh and energetic.
So moving forward, the second part of the tonight's show, I had a chance to talk with Mike Tyler. He's the owner of this internet radio station called ThatMetalStation.com. It's a 24-hour metal channel, and there's like 7 to 10 jocks on there that host a wide range of different kind of genre metal shows. And I got hip to these guys maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and I just absolutely fell in love with them. Now, it's a global radio station network where they have jocks from all over the country that do shows on here. Well, as it turns out, we're going to take the leap. And in the beginning of the year, we're going to start a Metal Mayhem ROC live radio show on Monday nights. And it's going to just be music. And it's a compliment to what we do here on the podcast. It's just another extension of the Metal Mayhem brand. Mark's working on putting together some stuff for our YouTube channel and some more visuals to get you folks. So we're going to have a word from our sponsor, Freedom X Hand Sanitizer. And Mark has a little more information on our sponsor. Mark, what do you know about this Freedom X Hand Sanitizer?
No, thanks for the question. It's a company that is actually headquartered right here in Rochester, New York, where Metal Mayhem ROC is based as well. It is a non-alcohol hand sanitizer, foam and water-based. It's a revolutionary kill product called High IQ, which is actually made from water. It's not chemicals. So this is a patented product. It's manufactured with FDA approvals, and it's just highly effective. And if you've got young kids or children or play sports and you don't want that alcohol smell all over you, and I give you, you know, go check it out. And we've got Metal Mayhem ROC Metal Forever branded bottles, so perfect for the metal fan in you.
That's great. So I'm going to run the commercial, but before then, the Vernomatic went down in the metal vaults, and I dug up a little throwback Stream of Revengeance. So here's a little cut from the band Savatage from Florida. We're going to run the streaming, and then we'll be back with the Mike Tyler from MetalStation.com interview. This is Metal Mayhem with the Vernomatic and Metal Forever Mark.
Shadow. Attention metalheads, we all want to return to concert venues soon. Introducing Metal Mayhem ROC Metal Forever Freedom X Sanitizer. This sanitizer product is water and foam based, manufactured with proprietary HYIQ solution. That's right, no alcohol, but more effective. Manufactured following FDA sanitizer monograph guidelines. It applies smooth without irritating the skin. Safe for all ages. Keep your friends and family safe with Metal Mayhem ROC's own sanitizer. Visit MetalMayhemROC.com or MetalForever.com to order your bottles now. Use promo code METAL at the Freedom X checkout store for a show discount. Now, back to Metal Mayhem ROC.
So let's introduce the Metal Mayhem ROC, Mike Tyler of ThatMetalStation.com. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Oh, hey, Vernon Manick. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
So you got a heavy metal internet live radio network. Tell us about it and what's going on over there.
Oh, wow. Well, to give you a little history, I joined the station in 2015. It was started by a guy by the name of Scott Green. And I joined. Then I became a co-owner about a year into it, and I've been there ever since. Now, Scott's taken leave of absence, but we also have our other co-owner, John Morris, also known as Duckett. We've been going strong. I mean, we've got several DJs, a whole slew of shows, and a lot of our DJs are also involved with podcasting as well, because with internet radio, it's similar to podcasting, but it is different. With podcasting, of course, it's recorded, and there are certain things you can do on a podcast that you can't do on internet radio and vice versa. But it is actually www.thatmetalstation.com. That is where you can find us. Now, we have live DJs. We don't always have them around the clock. We do have what was called the auto DJ, which has got a bunch of music loaded up on it. So there's music playing 24/7. But then we have several live shows throughout the week.
Tell us about the type of shows you have.
Well, sure. First of all, let's see. We'll just go through what we usually do during the week. Starting Monday, of course, I have a show. Now, it's not my main show, but I do a show on Monday mornings called Monday Morning Madness with Metal Mike. That's my handle, DJ Metal Mike. And then we've got Belligerent Time with Chewy. He comes on after me. My show's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Chewy's is Walter's Wall of Woe on Friday. Very, very extreme metal. But we also have people like Sarah's Invasion with Sarah, and she's on during the weekend from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where she's all about the independent and underground. We have on Tuesdays, we have the Big Bushy Power Hour with Big Bushy, who's my podcasting partner on a podcast I do with him known as The Plug. And Bushy, his show's like all over the place. We kind of let him get most of all the DJs are going to play metal, and then there's going to be like certain types of metal. Like my nephew, DJ Kane, on Sundays, he does a show that's primarily with power metal. And he'll play some thrash metal and, old school traditional metal as well. But it focuses more on the power metal subgenre. And we have certain DJs that do that as well. Brian Davis with the Bad Beat, which is on Wednesday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Blues-based hard rock and metal. We have a guy who does a punk rock and hardcore show called A Reasonable Volume with DJ OCD. We also have the lead singer from Thrash or Die, Dr. Fuck. He has his own show, the Dr. Fuck Show, F-U-K-K, and that's from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we got a lot of variety of different shows, a lot of different DJs. I'm very proud of this station, especially seeing how it's grown since I've joined it till now. I mean, we have several DJs with the station. We've got Dr. Evil's Metal Surgery, which is also on Sundays as well. He also does a Tuesday show. We got Chaos Reigns with Dale Chaotic, and he plays a lot of different stuff. He used to do a strictly doom metal show or stoner metal show, but now he's kind of went into a lot of other different directions. Like my show, the Friday night show I do, the Metal Mike show, I play all kinds of metal. of all kinds of different subgenres. And my show's from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Friday nights.
Now, when they're not playing any of the specialized jocks from that metal station, the automated music, what kind of selection are you going to find on that? Do you guys program the automated selections, or is it a variety wheel that's just generated by the computer?
We do program it, but what we try to do is put in different the thing that's funny about auto DJs, you could go from like Abhorrent Deformity to Aerosmith like that. I gave the auto DJ a nickname. I call it the DJ that never sleeps, because it's on 24/7 unless there's a live DJ on. We're a cast of characters here at that metal station. We're pretty crazy. You know, we like to bust each other's chops and have a lot of fun. And it's just a lot of fun, you know. And then also we use the station to plug our DJ's podcast and vice versa, you know. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
Well, that's what attracted me to that metal station, the ability to cross promote and for myself and the Metal Mayhem ROC brand to associate ourselves with a quality, high-end metal outfit like yourself. And, you know, we're really looking forward to this new partnership for the Metal Mayhem ROC audience to expose them into live internet heavy metal. So we're looking forward to becoming part of the team, and we hope you folks are looking forward to the Metal Mayhem ROC live radio show.
Oh, for sure, dude. I'm totally stoked to have you. I've listened to your show a few times, man. I'm honored that you kind of, you know, because I remember you were coming into the chat room and interacting with us. And at that time, I didn't know you had a podcast. I didn't really know anything about you, you know. And as we got talking and everything, and, you know, you liked the station and you were really into what we were doing. And then, you know, you sent me a link to your podcast and I listened to a few episodes and I loved it. Incidentally, I was totally agreeing with you on the one episode where it was the one you did with Rat versus Dokken. I like Dokken, but I'll take Rat over Dokken.
Well, thank you. My partner on the podcast, Metal Forever Mark, he's a big Dokken fan. And
oh, hey, I love me some Dokken. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, if I had to pick gun to head, I'm going to pick Rat.
Okay, well, I'll put that into tally. So again, the station is thatmetalstation.com. We've been talking with Mike Tyler, one of the main owners of the station. He has a couple shows on throughout the week, as well as 7 to 10 other jocks from around the country and the world abroad.
Yes, very much. We are a global station. Thank you for mentioning that.
A global station. And again, it's 24 hours. One of the major reasons that I really liked this outfit was it's real easy to get to. It's thatmetalstation.com. Mike, thanks for coming in today, and we look forward to catching up with you as 2021 comes in further on.
Oh, definitely, man. And thank you for having me on. It's been a real honor.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. That's Mike from thatmetalstation.com. Really great outfit, and we're real excited about becoming part of their team. So this show's just about wrapping up. I have one more Streaming for Vengeance cut that I want to leave you with. But first, again, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. The show could be found at all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and our brand new location on Podbean. There you'll find a show-exclusive webpage. Please subscribe to the show and follow us on Facebook, the Metal Mayhem ROC group page. Twitter, just search Metal Mayhem ROC. Visit metalmayhemroc.com. We have a show blog there with all show notes and links for all music played tonight. For my co-host, Metal Forever Mark, I'm the Vernomatic, and we're going to leave you with a cut from the brand new Iron Maiden live from Mexico City. This is a little sample, Sign of the Cross. Metal Mayhem ROC. Metal Mayhem ROC.
for life.
Thanks for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at metalmayhemroc.com and metalforever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone, even your non-metal friends. Catch us next time on WLFE-DB Radio.